Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Could the Braun Strowman train be pulling back into WWE station? Plus, we had title changes and a possible babyface tease on last night's Monday Night Raw. For Tuesday, August the 30th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Braun Strowman, Adam Scheer, whatever you want to call him, released from WWE last year, could be on the verge of a comeback in the company. That is according to a report from Fightful Select, who say they have learned that among names pitched or discussed for a WWE return, Braun Strowman is among them. Since his release in 2021, Strowman has only worked 8 matches, half of them being for Control Your Narrative. We've not learned if or how far negotiations have been or what the specific pitches were involving him. To reiterate, we cannot confirm that he is heading back, only that pitches have been made and that he has been discussed internally. One of those guys that we believe Triple H was really high on when he was in WWE, there was a lot of love for Braun Strowman as part of that system. So the chances of him making a comeback and being part of WWE now that Triple H is running the ship seems incredibly likely, it would seem. I really think that Braun benefits from being part of something like WWE as opposed to the independent scene. We heard stories about Braun Strowman's price tag being rather high on the indies, and we also heard stories of him being attached to Impact Wrestling. There was lots of rumor and innuendo about him making a debut at Bound for Glory last year, with Scott D'Amore from Impact Wrestling going as far as to jokingly call the show Braun for Glory in a video that was posted online. Now that obviously that never ended up happening. And it looks less likely now when you consider that there's a very possible chance that Braun could be WWE bound once again. Obviously, Fightful is saying here that there is no confirmation that he's heading back, but you have to believe that if WWE want to talk, Braun Strowman will listen. Some news has come to light around Patrick Clark, known previously in WWE as Velveteen Dream. Orlando mugshots have revealed that Patrick Clark was arrested twice this month. First of all, on August the 20th, he was arrested on battery and trespassing charges, according to court records in Orange County, Florida. Then, just a few days ago, on August the 26th, Orlando mugshots reported that Patrick Clark had been arrested once again, this time for possession of drug paraphernalia. Now, an arraignment for the battery and trespassing charges has been set for September 28th. That was cancelled. Clark has pleaded not guilty to the charges of battery and has since paid bond for release. When we know more about this situation, we'll let you know more at cultaholic.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Alexa Bliss and Asuka.
Yeah, and there goes Bayley, making sure it's an even playing field here in the finals of the Women's Tag Team Title Tournament.
Crucifix driver from Io Sky, Aaliyah from behind with the roll-up.
We got new champions.
Here are your winners and the new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, the Team of Raquel Rodriguez and Aaliyah.
Congratulations to the new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, Raquel Rodriguez and Aaliyah, defeating Io Sky and Dakota Kai in the finals of the tournament last night on Raw. That was with the assist of distraction from Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss and Asuka. That distraction allowed Sky and Kai to get defeated by Aaliyah and Rodriguez. After the match, Bliss, Asuka and Belair celebrated with the new champions. All eyes now on Saturday's Clash at the Castle, where Bianca Belair will team with Asuka and Alexa Bliss to take on Io Sky, Dakota Kai and Bayley in a six-woman tag. Also last night on Monday Night Raw, a babyface turn seems to have been teased. It was during a segment with Sami Zayn and the Usos where Kevin Owens interrupted. And Kevin Owens tried to talk some sense into Sami Zayn, saying that Sami is still one of the greatest performers ever and still considers him a brother. And there's a flicker where you see Sami Zayn almost contemplate what Kevin's saying and get a little bit emotional about it before snapping back to reality. Then we have an impromptu match between Jey Uso and Kevin Owens that ends when Sami Zayn is reluctant to hit Kevin Owens with a chair, much to the frustration of the Usos. This leads to Kev landing a stunner and getting the 1-2-3 on Jey Uso. We continue to potentially tease the reuniting of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in a war with the Usos. Looking forward to seeing how that one plays out on Friday when Sami Zayn is the master of ceremonies for Roman Reigns' title celebration ahead of Clash at the Castle. Hey, talking of the Clash, another match announced for this Saturday's show. Rey Mysterio and Edge going to roll back the years and party like it's 2002. They're teaming up to face Finn Balor and Damian Priest. Dominic Mysterio in Edge and Rey's corner and Rhea Ripley in the corner of the Judgment Day. So all that adds to the card for Clash at the Castle this Saturday. That also features Bianca Belair, Asuka and Alexa Bliss versus Bayley, Dakota Kai and Io Sky. Seth Rollins and Matt Riddle. He's got the mat back this week. That was something that we all picked up on watching Raw, was he's no longer just Riddle. He's now Matt Riddle once again. Gunther and Sheamus will compete for the Intercontinental title. Liv Morgan and Shayna Baszler will fight for the SmackDown Women's Championship. And we'll see Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre for the undisputed WWE Universal title. Big night at Clash at the Castle. Cannot wait to be a part of that in Cardiff this weekend. Myself, Sam Driver, Owen Mawson and Andrew Hodkinson are heading down to do coverage for Clash at the Castle for over the weekend. And hey, we're going to be drinking in a pub near the venue after the show. Haven't quite decided on which one yet, but keep an eye on our Twitter. And when we know, come and have a drink with us. There's no like big cultaholic event while we're there. But hey, look, if you fancy coming and having a pint with us, we'll give you the details on Twitter a little bit closer to the time. Clash at the Castle this Saturday. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, a brand new episode of the Classic Raw Review dropped yesterday. It is Jack Atkins and myself watching every episode of Monday Night Raw from the very beginning to its very bitter end. Do you want to watch Vader absolutely obliterate Yokozuna? That's what happens on this week's episode. After this 4-minute clattering. Thoughts on the opener?
I fucking loved this.
It was really good.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was... Like you said, it was like a condensed match. It was like, right, let's twat each other very... It was what you wanted from Vader versus Yoko, basically. They hit each other very hard. Yoko did some big moves, and Vader looked like a monster. We've never seen Yoko looking like this, screaming in pain. It was very effective. As a guy, a big monster twat-a-thon. There was one thing that I didn't like. Repeatedly, Vince proudly called Yoko the biggest man in the history of the WWF. And it's like,
Well, he is, isn't he?
He is, but it's like, oh, it's concerning, though, at this point.
Oh, I mean, yeah, whenever they mention, like, his weight, yeah. Like, it's like, yeah, but that is a worry.
Yeah.
That he is the biggest man in the history of the WWF. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't be that fat. It's a bit terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought this would have been fine for Mania.
Yeah.
Give them just 5 minutes of that at WrestleMania. It would have been a spectacle.
Yeah.
I think I would. And I get the concern, because both aren't 100%, so having it as a six-man tag, it takes some pressure off. But if you're gonna do it anyway, you might as well have just got it done there and there. Do big injury angle at WrestleMania.
You could have had Gorilla Monsoon coming back then rather than the main event, and then him like hooshing Vader out and get rid of him, and then you turn it into a big schmoz with Ahmed and Jake and Camp Cornette, and you could have transitioned it into just a regular tag match as Yoko's writhing in pain.
But you could have done, but they didn't.
They didn't.
Yeah. During this match, according to the Observer, Vader broke his eardrum. So, like, as if he's not pagged enough.
Yeah.
Just another little injury on top of all his other shit. Just broke his eardrum in this match. I can't think where he broke it. It must have just been on a landing.
Of Monday Night Raw. You can listen to the podcast. You can watch the podcast as well if you are a Patreon subscriber at patreon.com/cultaholic. Talking of Patreon, you asked for it over and over again, so you're getting it. The AI Raw episode, designed and delivered by artificial intelligence, courtesy of Sam Driver, you can now watch without the reaction on it. The clean edit, as clean as it can be, of AI Raw is waiting for you if you are a Patreon at patreon.com/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.